Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha Williams. Glory to God. Go ahead and text a neighbor, Tebow, and tweet them and let them know that we're live and on the air. You come expecting a word from the Lord today. We're going to have a Holy Ghost good time in the Lord. Go ahead and text them. You know how y'all do it. You can talk on the phone and you can listen in and then still text, you know, some, not all. But amen, glory to God. For those that can, go ahead and text them and let them know, amen, that I'm coming to you live from the deep south of Alabama. Glory to God. Amen. First of all, amen, I want to thank all of you for tuning in on today. We have an awesome word from the Lord, and we're going to go ahead. And we, you know what, I'm going to give the announcements at the end. But amen, glory to God. You know, God is moving, so we don't want to stop the flow. Amen, glory to God. You know, I hope each and every one, as you woke up this morning out of a dead sleep, glory to God, not knowing if you were going to wake up and open your eyes on today, amen, I hope you woke up and said, Lord, I thank you for letting me see another day. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that you let me, Lord God, be here on earth alive again and well, and all is well with my soul, good God Almighty, You got to learn how, when you wake up with God, wake up in the morning, wake up, amen, with the feeling like, okay, I know it was the Lord, that God that woke me up out of that sleep. Because if it had not been for the Lord, I couldn't have woke up out of that sleep. That's the thing about it. You know, sometimes we forget to leave God out of the equation. But you got to add God. You know, 1 + 1 = 2. Glory to God. Yes, it is all day long. You can't change that man. Glory to God. But you got to remember the one that sits high. Oh, glory to God. And he looks low. Hallelujah. And then Jesus sits at his right side. Glory to God. Those are the ones that really, really matter. That's the multiplication that we should be giving in glory to God nowadays. Hallelujah. We always think about the man problems and this problem and that problem, even in your own personal problems. But can you think about, amen, the one that can solve all that, the problem solver, if we learn how to take it to him, take it to the Lord in prayer. You remember back in the day when the old mothers used to come around and, you know, and they used to get in those hymn books, and they used to say, you know, if you take it to the Lord in prayer, he'll work it out. Glory to God. We don't take it to the Lord in prayer nowadays. Amen. We forget all about that. Forget all about Jesus Christ. Just leave them out of the equation. Glory to God. But go ahead, amen, and put them in the equation when you wake up in the morning. If you forget it, amen. And sometimes, yes, you have other stuff that's on your mind, you will, amen. I understand that you do, amen, because it all depends on what you lay down with at night. I told some of my close, you know, I just say relatives, glory to God. You know, they always say I bust them out, but I don't call no names, glory to God. It's with all in ministry. But you know what? I mean, if you lay down with a bunch of bills, you're going to get up with a bunch of bills on your mind. Hallelujah. And now whenever they call this, well, you know what? I ain't going to talk about my bill. Well, please don't. Glory to God. Whatever you lay down with, that's what you're going to get up with. If you lay down with thanksgiving in your heart, rejoicing in the Lord thy God, if you lay down with the scripture that you read, amen, if you didn't watch TV all night, then that's what you're going to get up with, glory to God. You know, your life depends on, amen, how you do. It depends on what you do, not what somebody else do, but what you do. When you lay down at night, what do you lay down with? Amen, glory to God. Not just a bottle of water. Come on, not that. Do you lay down with the word of God, and do you read that word and lay down with that word? Because if you notice, when you lay down with that word, you're going to get up with that word, glory to God. If you lay down with a song on your heart, then you're going to get up knowing that Jesus is good, knowing that God is good, glory to God. It's according to how you lay down each night. So what you need to do, amen, is wake and shake yourself. And say, you know what, I'm going to lay out in a different way on tonight. I'm going to see if what prophet is saying is true. And you know what, you'll find out it is all true. Glory to God. Amen, hallelujah. Glory to God, amen. You know God is good. God is real, hallelujah. My God, we serve such an awesome God. Amen, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is someone on this line who's been having some headaches, amen, on their left side, you've been having some real, real bad headaches. Amen. You've been laying down and getting up with this same old headache. Glory to God. Are you on this line? Amen. If you are, press the one. If not, then I'm going to pray anyway. Amen. Because there may be some listening on the way of glory to God that has this headache. If you're on this line, then will you go ahead and press the one? And I'm going to bring you in for prayer. If you've been having this headache on the left side of your head, when you lay down, you have a headache. When you get up, you got the headache. Glory to God. It's only stress. And you know, during this time, this year, you know, we got allergies, and yes, you do, and all those different things going on. But it's, you know, you can stress yourself too. Glory to God. But I said, take it to the Lord in prayer. Learn to take it to God in prayer. But when you take it to him in prayer, don't come back, glory to God. Don't bring it back with you. You say, Lord, I bring this and I leave this, Lord God. I lay it at your feet. Then you let it go. I don't care what try to bring it up to you, glory to God. I don't care what little imp try to stand on your shoulder. You tell it, say, I took it to the Lord in prayer. Because he said, if I'm going to pray, don't worry. So that's if I turn it to the Lord like I should have, then I shouldn't be worried about it. I shouldn't have to bring it back with me. Glory to God. That's the type of God we serve. So I'm going to pray for the headache anyway. Glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray the release on their headache they've been having on their left side right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we know, Lord, that you're the healer and you can heal, because you said by your stripes, Lord God, that we are healed. So God, I speak healing on that person on the left side of the head right now in the name of Jesus, that they shall not be stressing, Lord God, anymore, Lord God. Whatever it is that's on them, God, Lord, you give them the release. You give them, Lord God, the solving, Lord God, the problem, Lord God, they got from the enemy. Lord God, I know you're the problem solver. So, God, I decree and I declare that you will solve every problem that they have in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that we serve the problems. So, Lord, we won't bring that back with us anymore. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for this day, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that you have made, Lord. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in it. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, I decree and I declare, Lord God, whoever on this line, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I declare healing over their body right now in the name of Jesus, because by your stripes they are healed, Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke the enemy off this line right now in the name of Jesus. You shall not tangle me up or tie me up in the name of Jesus, oh God. Every bad spirit that you brought on this line in the name of Jesus, I cast it back into the pit right now in the mighty name of Jesus. It shall not be on this line. Glory to God. The word shall go forth, Lord God, with clarity and power and dominion over the airwaves right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father, we shut the door on every negativity, Lord. We shut the door, Lord God, on every wayward spirit, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you. We give you glory, Lord. We give you honor, and we praise your holy name. In the mighty name of Jesus, I say to this line, amen, glory to God. This line is peace. There's peace on this line. Glory to God right now in the name of Jesus. I speak peace to this line right now in the name of Jesus. Every bad spirit, every spirit of deception, deceit, every spirit of confusion, I cast you out right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you, God. I give you the glory. I give you the honor, and I praise your holy name. The word of God shall go forth in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and glory to God. Hallelujah. I want you to go ahead on and turn to Job chapter 2. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to continue. Amen. From on last week, you know, we talked about Job. Can you pass the test? Glory to God. You know, he lost everything over there. He lost everything. He lost all his children. He lost all his camels. He lost all his she-asses. He lost all that stuff that he thought he had to have, you know. Glory to God. He lost all that stuff. Can you pass the test? Is Job passed the test? Glory to God. He had all that, but guess what? He lost all of that That was the first trial that he went through. Glory to God. But I wanted to take it just a little bit further. We're going to go to the second trial, glory to God, that Job went through. My God, my God. Amen. Go ahead and turn to Job chapter 2. And I'm going to start at verse 1. Again, there was a day when the Son of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came along among them to present himself before the Lord. Now, look right here. You know, with my thinking, I'm like, okay, you know, God is God all by himself. You know, he didn't meet the angels, glory to God, there. But guess what? Whenever they know that it was an enemy coming, they present themselves right there with him. Okay, now you want to go talk to him. Glory to God, we're going to go with you. Come on, you can go in here with us, but we ain't going to let you go in here by yourself. Do you do your leaders like that? Glory to God. I just wanted to throw that out there. Glory to God. Do you know that your leaders go through, amen, so much? Are you right there praying for them? Glory to God. When the Lord tell you, okay, it's time for you to pray for your leaders, do you pray for them? Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, that was on point. We ain't going to let him step up in here by himself. We ain't going to let nobody step up in here. Amen. This is our man of God. This is our leader. This is our woman of God. We ain't going to let him come up in here like that. Come on now. Not on Tuesday, not on Wednesday, Thursday, not damn night. Glory to God. No time. So we going to be right here. Let's go ahead. Let's go in here. Let's see what he's talking about. Come on. Let's do it. I mean, God tells you to lay on your heart to pray, amen, for somebody, amen, glory to God. Do you absolutely just stop and pray? I don't care if you're eating the cornbread, eating the chicken, amen, glory to God, and you may be eating your cake, glory to God. If God says stop and pray, then you need to stop, amen, and pray. So many times he has told me that, and I just stop right there, and I pray. I say, no, hold up, wait a minute. Sometimes you may have to go outside the road because sometimes I know I get the way I get, amen, I just get all off in it. I have to do that sometimes because I know I can't do this and drive too. Because I want to close my eyes and I'm going to keep them open. I got to see. So whatever God lay on your heart to do, that's what you need to do. Glory to God. If you lay on your heart and pray for them, then you pray for them. Glory to God. You're interceding. You're stopping some stuff. That's trying to get them. Glory to God. You know, you're pushing back some calamity, some problems, some issues. You're pushing it back, glory to God. Let's move on down to verse number 2. And the Lord said unto Satan, from whence comest thou? Where are you coming from? Where are you coming from? What you want? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it. Let's move on down. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, and one that fears God and escheweth evil. And still he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause. You know, God said, hold up, you ain't considered my servant Job. And you know what? The Lord knows what's in you now. He ain't going to put no more on you than you can bear. Sometimes you go through trials and you go through tests and you go through different things. Amen. Glory to God. But, you know, it's only to make you better, not bitter. Glory to God. And he knew what was in Job. He knew Job was going to turn his back on it. God gives a test. He knows how much you can take of that test. Glory to God. He knows how strong you is on the inside. He knows how much you believe in him. So he ain't going to put no more on you than you can bear. Because those are the times when you all break down and, you know, and spend time with the Lord and learn how to pray. Glory to God. Pray his word and give his word back to him. Well, you know, when you ain't got enough money to pay your light bills to the Lord, you said, Lord, if I give, Lord God, give and it shall be given. Good measures, Lord, pressed out, shaken together and running over, Lord. So the light be put and the light bill be paying, Lord God. Whenever, you know, things aren't going right, you're pain or wrecking in your body. You said, well, Lord, you said, by your stripes I'm healed, Lord. Healthy, I'm whole in you, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I can't be whole if I'm hurt. So you got to come on and give God his word back to him. He said, put me in remembrance of my word. Hallelujah, glory to God. When you put him in remembrance of my word, in his word, glory to God, that sparks it. That wakes it up. Jesus said, okay, Lord, do you hear them over there praying? They're praying the word that you've written, Lord God, as it is written. Hallelujah, glory to God.
So come on, that's where we got to get to. See, Job was a man, amen. He was an upright man. Job lived right, he walked right, he was a good man, glory to God. And Lord knows what was in Job. That's why he said, come on, you know, I got somebody, amen. You thinking that you're going to just walk around, amen, glory to God, all nonchalant, hallelujah, saying you can't find nobody. Well, I'm going to give you somebody, amen, that I know, hallelujah, that ain't going to turn their back and ain't going to curse me. So here you go, amen, go ahead, consider Job, glory to God. Let's move on down just a little bit further. And saying after the Lord, it says, skin for skin, yea, all that a man has, will he give for his life? When he was saying skin for skin, he was saying, okay, now here we go. If you afflict a man with something, amen, give him a headache, you know, headaches they can't get rid of, and go ahead and give him some kind of ache, you know, put it in their body, wrecking in their body, pain, glory to God, hallelujah. The legs hurt, the knees hurt, they can't walk. He said, yeah, if you do that, then they're sure to turn their back, huh? That's what Satan was saying. Okay, and let's move on down to 5. But put forth thine hand now and touch his bones and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face. See, he was saying, okay, that's what's gonna happen. See, he's saying, okay, now when you do this, when I do this, said he gonna curse you. See, Satan was telling you to shield himself. He God knew what was in Job's mind. It ain't gonna happen. Glory to God. God knows what's in you. When you go through trials and tribulation, God knows what's there. He ain't going to put no more on you than you can bear. Glory to God. That's the type of God that we serve. That's the type of God that we serve. But sometimes we get so caught up and mixed up in the problem till we forget about the problem solver. Glory to God. And we forget about the healer. He said he'll heal us. We forget about the one said he will give us wisdom. Glory to God. All we have to do is ask. We forget about the one, hallelujah, that said he would give us meat to eat, glory to God, and meat and bread, glory to God. We forget about the one said if we pay our tithes and offerings, he will rebuke the devourer for his name's sake. Oh, my God. We forget about that God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We forget about that God. Hallelujah. But let's move on down just a little bit further. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, he is in thine hand, but save his life. Okay, you can touch him all around, but you can't kill him. Glory to God. So go ahead. Do what you got to do. Hallelujah. Because he knew what was in Job. Let's move on down on 7. So he went forth. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot unto his crown. That means he did it from the top of his head, glory to God, to the bottom of his feet. He put sores all over Job. My God, my God. And that's the time, you know, and that's the time when he thought, okay, I'm going to see this because, you know, he's going to curse it. I'm just waiting on it, glory to God. But God knew what was in Job. You know, he had the strength and the power of the Holy Ghost on the inside. Oh, my God, that's what keeps you, glory to God. That's why it's so important to read the word and stay in prayer and stay on, you know, doing what you need to do, amen, in the body of Christ, whether you're a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord, it don't matter, you know, whether you sweep the floor or do the bathroom, it don't matter, whether you're a minister, a prophet, a pastor, teacher, whatever you are, amen, in the body of Christ, it don't matter, glory to God. That's when you stay anchored in the Lord, thy God, glory to God. That's all that matters. Let's move on down, amen, just a little bit further. And he took him, raped himself withal, and he sat down among the ashes. You know, Job was hurting, amen. He took a piece of pottery, and he scraped the moles on him, glory to God, you know, thinking that was going to ease and give him some pain, give him some relief from the pain, glory to God. And that's what he did. He scraped them, glory to God. Now, can you imagine, hallelujah, that you're doing that? Glory to God. Come on, now. Glory to God. Can you imagine that? You know, sometimes God gives us some hard tasks, amen, to go through, but he knows, amen, what you're going through. You're not alone because he's always there with you. He said you're never alone. God is always there. Amen. He's there all the time. Amen. He's a 24-hour God. If you hurt, he know it. If you get a tooth pulled, he know it. Glory to God. It ain't, he never sleeps. Glory to God. So why do you think he's sleeping? Amen. You wake up in the middle of the night and you're hurting. Amen. Call on him because he's there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on down just a little bit further. Glory to God. Then said his wife unto him, doest thou still retain thine integrity? Curse God and die. Now, here she go. Come on now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, I mean, you know, just think about it. His own wife telling you to curse God and die. Glory to God. Now, ain't that something? You know what? Even though you don't, when God gives you something to do, amen, in the ministry, you have to go on if you have to go by yourself. Because that's called disobedience. Disobedience to God, glory to God. Don't let nobody fool you, glory to God. If that friend won't go with you and don't want to go down the road that you're going now, continue on down the road with Jesus Christ. Leave them behind. If you got somebody, sometimes they, you know, to work on inside, amen, other ministry, glory to God. And you say, well, God is telling me to do this and do this and do that. You know, sometimes you have to be careful how you tell them. It's okay, glory to God, because everybody don't have your best interests at heart. So you have to just scoop them over to the side and say, I'm going forth and do what God is calling me to do, glory to God. Hallelujah. That's what you got to do. My God, my God. Now, hear this foolish woman tell it, okay, come on, go ahead and curse God and die. Come on now. You know what? I'm like, okay, woman, you need to get on out of here, glory to God, because I love God, and I'm not going to curse him, amen, glory to God, and I'm not going to curse myself because I've been in this race too long, so I'm going to go on whether you like it or not. Now, if you want to go on over there and curse, that's what you do, but I'm not coming over there with you, amen. You can be cast over there in that fire, but I'm not burning up with you like a straw. Glory to God, my God. That's what he should have told her. Glory to God. Come on now, my God. But he said unto her, thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What shall we receive good at the hand of God? And shall we not receive evil? In all this did not Job sin with his lips. And in other words, he did not do it. See, Job knew, amen, he knew where his help was coming from. He knew he had the strength in him from the Lord thy God. He knew, amen, I can't do that. Glory to God, I'm not going to do that. See, you got to remember, you know, Job was a man, amen, that eschewed evil. That means Job did not go to do anything evil. He didn't do it. Glory to God. You know, sometimes you say, well, you know what, I just can't help it. Yes, you can help it, because it says in the Bible that God will create an escape scapegoat. When evil come to you, glory to God. You know, these men be talking about, well, you know, these women come around and they blase and all. God, if you got the love of God in you, you got the Holy Ghost living in you, it'll tell you, the Holy Ghost will raise up in you and say, you know what, you need to go the other way. If you're watching stuff on TV that you know that you shouldn't be watching, glory to God, you know what, the Holy Ghost will rise up in you and say, turn it. But do you listen at that little of voices, amen, the right voice, be telling you, amen, what you need to do. That's why you need to pray and ask God for the discerning, hallelujah, of the spirit on the inside of you. Because guess what? It will tell you the right thing to do, and it'll show you the right way to go. It'll tell you all. You don't need to go over there with them no more, because you see what they're doing. Glory to God. You see what they're doing. They're doing all the evil stuff that's not like God. That is not God. So don't go over there, glory to God. He'll even tell you, well, you know what? Don't go over there, that church, glory to God. Because if you go over there and all that stuff, it's going to jump on you, glory to God, because you ain't strong enough, hallelujah. And that's the type of God we serve. And that's what live on the inside of you, the Holy Ghost, glory to God. And I encourage you today, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, amen, go back, amen. Go back to the throne room, hallelujah. Go back to the throne room, glory to God. Because then that way you will know, amen, when something comes and you know it ain't like God. Because you know what? The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But, you know, Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. So I'm telling you, amen, glory to God. He'll even say stuff, amen, that he wants you to really give life. Amen. Because what I'm saying is give life is when he says stuff, well, you know what? You ain't going to never get nowhere. You ain't going to never do nothing. You know, and then you say, well, you know what, I ain't going to do this, Lord, and I can't do this. He'll put all that negativity in you, and before you know it, you done gained that thing a lot. You gain it, amen, something to feed off of, and that's when it starts to rise up and it becomes reality. So watch your words. Protect your words, glory to God. Everything you're thinking, you can't say. Glory to God. But the Bible says, take every thought into captivity. That means everything you're thinking, glory to God. If it ain't like God, then you don't need to say it. Amen. Glory to God. And if it's negative against somebody, then you don't need to say it. You don't have to ask nobody. Amen. You don't need to say it. Hallelujah. Because we're here. Amen. We're here to build you up. Glory to God. I'm here to build you up, not tear you down. Glory to God. All that negative stuff, I don't even like it around me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know sometimes things get hard and things can get rough, but you know what? Always listen to what the Spirit of the Lord says. If you're reading the Word of God, then you're going to know it. If you're meditating on it, you're going to know what He said. Hallelujah. I'll give you vineyards, amen, that you didn't plant. I'll give you, hallelujah, houses that you didn't build. Glory to God. He said He'll give you all that stuff. But the main thing is that you pull closer to the Lord thy God and allow God to be God in your life. And all that other stuff will be added to you. He said He adds benefits to us daily. In other words, when He adds His benefits to us, glory to God, then they're in us already, glory to God, if we're anchored in Him. And then what has to happen is you have to get some training. You have to get some good teaching that you need, glory to God. Amen. They have to get somebody to do all the weeds out of there. Amen. So you can grow up. Amen. And you'll know how to pull those benefits out of you and pull them down into the natural realm. Good God Almighty. Now, that's what I'm talking about. Glory to God. That's the type of God we serve. Glory to God. You know, so many times, you know, I've heard this before, you know, I'm always a loner. I'm on my own. Well, you don't have to be on your own. You don't have to be a loner. God didn't put us here to be alone in this world, ladies, men. He did not, glory to God. He did not. He didn't put us here to be alone by ourselves. There is some people that can get a prayer through, and you need to start calling on them because we're in a season, amen, glory to God, where you're going to need some backup, glory to God. Amen. Yes, God is your backup, but He used people also, glory, to come and pray for you. He got righteous people that don't mind praying for you. He got righteous people that don't mind standing in the gap for you. Glory to God. So that's what we are in this season. Hallelujah. Because God is calling a prayer chain of people. Glory to God. It's time to mount up all around the world. Oh, my God, I see it. All around the world, people connect hand in hand, praying, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Oh, Jesus. They're praying, hallelujah. They're connecting in the spirit realm, praying against everything that's happening, hallelujah, and the things that's coming, hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, my God. Can you see them, hallelujah? They're just connecting all around the world. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And they're praying, hallelujah. They're praying, hallelujah, the things that's coming upon this nation, the things that are coming upon God's people, hallelujah. And that helps to push it back and push it out of the way, my God, and send it back to the pit, my God. But somebody got to be praying. Somebody got to be hooked up, hallelujah. Whenever it's time to pray, huh, don't run and tuck your head, hallelujah. Oh, my God, now up, hallelujah, and begin to pray. So many times people don't want to pray now. They just want, amen, just to say, okay, I'm going to get a house. I'm going to get a car. Oh, my God, I'm going to get a husband. I'm going to get a wife. I'm going to get all that God is calling me to the ministry. Well, maybe He is, glory to God. I'm not saying that He ain't, but you got to learn how to pray, hallelujah, because you're going to have to pray your way through, hallelujah. You know, I heard this, you know, an old saying that says you can sow your way out, yes, hallelujah, but you also got to be praying while you're sowing, hallelujah, glory to God. My God, my God. Glory to God. Let's move on down just a little bit further. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now when Job's three friends heard of all this evil that was come upon him, they came, everyone from him. I'm going to pronounce these words. Glory to God. Charge it to my head. God's still working on my heart. Eliphaz, the Tishmite, and Bildad, the Shulamite, and Zophar, the Naamathite. For they had made an appointment together to come to mourn with him and to comfort him. And when they lifted up their eyes afar off and knew him not, they lifted up their voice and wept. And they rent every one his mantle and sprinkle dust upon their heads towards heaven. Now, ain't that something, glory to God? Even the friends that Job had when they seen him with all these boils, can you imagine all these sores from the top of his head, oh, my God, to the sole of his feet? They were all over his body. So you know they had to be, amen, back to back, all over his body, hands, legs, everywhere, amen. And the people did not recognize him. I can see Job now in the spirit, huh? Oh, my God, just laying down, hallelujah, with all that covered on him, oh, Jesus Christ. My God, and they didn't recognize him, but they rent their clothes, oh, glory to God, because they were sad, oh, for what they had seen Job was going through, oh, my God, everything that you went through, hallelujah, on last year, it's a different, hallelujah, thing on this year, we break that chain, and destroy that yoke, oh, my God, and lift the burden, hallelujah, that you had, hallelujah, oh, my God, the some you have been laying down, stretched out like Job, oh, my God, laying unconscious, good God Almighty, hallelujah, not able to move because everything that you've been going through, but we break that chain on today, good God Almighty, hallelujah, oh, my God, and they were so sorrowful for what Job was going through, my God, glory to God. Hallelujah. You don't have to go through such stuff alone. Glory to God. You don't have to go through nothing alone because God is there. Even though if you don't want to tell people, and I know people say, well, I'm so private. Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you something about that privateness, miss. Okay. I call it privateness, miss. Glory to God. You know, you can be private. Amen. But glory to God, there's somebody who can pray for you and that will help you and that will not tell it. Amen. Glory to God. Because they know if they tell it, God's going to get them. He ain't going to get you. He's going to get them. But there are, amen, some people who God does have in place, glory to God. Now, you missed it on yesterday, amen. Elder's one of them, amen, glory to God. Because she can pray the house down, and when she gets through, amen, she's going to wear the devil by the tail and throw him up against the wall because she ain't scared. So there are people, amen, that God has in place that can help and pray for you, glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on down. So they sat down with him upon the ground 7 days, and even, glory to God, in 7 days, 7 days and seven nights, and none spoke a word unto him, for they saw that his grief was very great. See, they saw what Job was going through, and they just sat there. They didn't say a word. Hallelujah. They sat there. Glory to God. Can you imagine they sit there praying, glory to God. They didn't say nothing. They were seeing how their friend was going through. Glory to God. But one thing about it, when you're going through, don't say, Lord, my God, Lord, I know you ain't there. No, 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 don't come with that negative stuff. Say, Lord, I know you're there. Lord, I know you hear me. You heard every prayer I prayed. Amen. I know sometimes you say when you pray, you don't feel like God heard your prayers. But God hears your prayers, my God, my God. It says he hears your prayers, and he will answer them by and by. If you think he didn't hear, just keep praying, glory to God. Sometimes you might have to burn some midnight oil, glory to God. You think his friends just sit there? Hallelujah. You think they just sit there? No, he said if they were some friends of Job, then they know how to pray, okay? If they was his friends, they say he walked right. Job walked right. He was upright. Amen. So I'm saying in my mind, his friends, amen, it came. Amen. Glory to God. But they know he didn't play that walking in no evil, and he didn't play that cursing no God. Glory to God. So you know, amen, hallelujah, when it's time, hallelujah, and you're going through your valley experience, get somebody that can pray with you. I know you ought to have one, amen, that you can call on to pray with you. Glory to God. And when you call on them, amen, don't beat around the bush. Come on now. You know, when you call somebody to pray, here's what you do. Okay, well, you know, this, yes, but yes, this. And oh, whenever they start to talk and start trying to help you, amen, and trying to help you reason with this thing and trying to help you and give you encouragement on what God can do. Well, you know, I know that. I know that. Amen. Just stop it. Glory to God. Listen at what they got to say. And then if you want to say something, then you add to it. But if you know, then why you call me? If you want me to help pray you through and give you some encouraging words, so stop, brother. Amen. Why did you call me? Glory to God. If I wasn't what you need, why did you call me? God. You know, we got to stop, amen, being such selfish people. We got to learn, amen, glory to God. When I call somebody, this is what I'm going to say. I'm going to say, look, this is what I need you to pray for. This is what I need, glory to God. I ain't going to beat around the bush. And then they start talking, then I'm going to say, well, you know what? I know that, and I know this, and I know, I'm going to shut it down on my side, and I'm going to listen, because the Lord is speaking, so the Lord, I'm listening, and I'm writing at the same time, so I ain't going to miss a beat. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Job went through many, many, many trials and troubles. Amen. But I wanted to touch on the second one that he went through. Amen. With all the boils. He lost everything in the first. Amen. Chapter 9. He went through with all the boils. Glory to God. All over him. But he didn't listen at what people say. And let me tell you. Amen. Stop listening at people talking so negative. And stop listening at people telling you where you shouldn't be and what you should be doing. Glory to God. If the Lord ain't told you and he sent somebody to tell you, then don't you do it. Glory to God. Because you know you could jump out of a place, amen, too quick, too soon, amen, and the devil will eat you up. That's the thing about it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But don't do that, glory to God. Just hold on and wait for your change. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. We serve such a good God. God wants you to have his best. He gonna give you everything, amen, that he said you can have. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But now some things, you listen to me, glory to God. There's some things you won't go get by fasting and praying. See, because you got to open yourself up to the Lord, thy God. Hallelujah. Know what God called you to do. Amen. And you got to open yourself up to the Lord, thy God, so he can give you the blueprint on how to get that certain thing. Amen. Glory to God. You can't just go and amen on your own and say, well, you know what, I'm going to go get this. I'm going to get this. No, uh-uh. You know, they've been talking about the favor of God. Amen. Glory to God. And this month, amen, May, the favor of God walking with me. The favor of God is on me. The favor of God is beside me. The favor of God is in me. The favor of God walking is in the truck driving with me. The favor of God is in the car driving with me. The favor of God is eating with me. The favor of God is supping with me. The favor of God is praying with me. Glory to God. That's what you got to get. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I hope you came to this line expecting this word, amen, to change your life. Because, you know, when you come to, amen, service, amen, you come here, amen, glory to God, and you go on the other shows, amen, we'll talk about the announcements in a minute, hallelujah, and then all of a sudden you get that word, but you don't do nothing with it. But I'm going to encourage you on the day, take this word that I just gave you, amen, deposit it, glory to God, in your spirit, hallelujah, and do something with it, work with it, glory to God. There was someone, amen, and this certain person, I remember they were eating tacos and stuff, and they had lettuce and all this, and you put it all on there, and you roll it up, and somebody said, well, dog, I can't eat this. And you know what they said? They said, you got to learn how to work with it. Glory to God. So you got to learn how to work with the word that you get. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Work with the word that you've been getting. Hallelujah. You know, the word works, but somebody got to work it. Hallelujah. You got to work the word. You got to use the word. Hallelujah. You can't just use on what you go for what you know. Hallelujah. Yes, he says, you lack wisdom, you need knowledge. Yes, ask, because he will give it to you. Yes, he will. Hallelujah. But you know, so many times, you know, we don't ask. We don't ask. We don't ask because we don't want to hear what he's got to say. But I do. I want to hear every word, and I want the wisdom and the knowledge so I won't make a mistake. That's the thing. Glory to God. You want God's best. You see how Job went through, hallelujah, and someone telling him, amen, to curse God and die. It was his own wife. So what did that tell you? Even family tell you, amen, glory to God. That was his wife. Huh. Come on now. Even family tell you, man, y'all do this, y'all do that, and, you know, they aren't this, and they aren't. Come on now. Glory to God. You ain't in the church, and you ain't. Don't let nobody tell you nothing. Glory to God. You know what you're doing with the Lord thy God. You know how you're walking. You see, you didn't believe what she was over there saying. He could have went ahead and did it. He'd be like, what good am I going to do? What good? What am I going to gain? See, if I say that, curse God, hallelujah. If I curse God, what good am I going to gain? He wasn't going to gain nothing good. And see, Job wanted to gain all God had was good. Huh, that's what I'm talking about. Glory to God. So I encourage you, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Amen. Don't do it. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead, amen, right now and give my announcement since I held them to the end. Amen. Glory to God. You know, on Tuesday night, we have none other, amen, but first of all, amen, let's back it up a little bit. Glory to God. Apostle Yvonne Rouse is the founder and president of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. Glory to God. We thank God for our founder, Apostle Yvonne Rouse, hallelujah, and our pastor, Pastor Joseph Rouse. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let me tell y'all something. If you missed it, amen. Glory to God. He had a moments in the spirit, my God. It was short and sweet, but it was good to the last drop. So I encourage you, amen. See, if you become partnering with us, you will get moments in the spirit. Hallelujah. Minister Michelle does moments in the spirit also. Amen. You just never know who you may hear on moments in the spirit. But I encourage you, amen, to come on and get in and partner with us. You'll get moments in the spirit done by Minister Michelle, amen, pastor, apostle, amen. You just never know, hallelujah. That's a surprise, huh? Hallelujah. And then we have Sister Sheila doing midweek manna. My God, just awesome, awesome, awesome. She does an awesome job with it. And then you will be placed on our personal prayer list, glory to God, where you will be praying for her. Hallelujah, glory to God. It's only $25 or more. See, that's ministry with you in mind. Glory to God. You know, then it just don't sit up, amen, and do nothing, amen, and just preach on Tuesday. No, The ministry is working all the time. It's working, amen, Tuesday night, amen, Monday, Tuesday, all the way down through Sunday. Hallelujah. So come on, amen, and get in, hallelujah. Go ahead and hit them up on Facebook and let them know that you want to become partner with, you know, with this ministry. Amen. So they can see where God wants to take you. Hallelujah. Also, they do spiritual coaching. They do teaching, counseling, whatever you may need. Marriage counseling, yes, that too. Glory to God. I encourage you, go ahead and hit them up on Facebook and let them know what you need. Hallelujah. But if you don't let them know what you need, then they don't know what you need. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But the show on Tuesday night, glory to God, it comes on at 8 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Tuesday. The apostle and pastor, glory to God. And they, oh, my God, if you missed it on last week, you missed a treat. Yes, you can go back and hear it on demand. Yes, you can. But I like to get mine right off the press. I like to get it fresh off the press. So listen in on Tuesday night and hear what God is saying. Amen. Because, I mean, he moved on last week. My God, hallelujah. Those are the kind of shows, amen, glory to God, that will make you think back, glory to God, and make you think, where am I in Christ? Am I at that level? What do I need to do? Do I need to call them up? That's the kind of show that they have on Tuesday night. Do I need to call them up and join? Because something ain't right. They ain't getting what they got. I want what they got. So do I need to call them? Yes, hit them up. Amen. Glory to God. And if you move on down, amen, we have Wild Radio. Amen. Faith come by hearing. None other than Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. Y'all missed that prayer yesterday. My God, my God. If y'all missed something that she was saying, amen, you go back and listen to it. But I tell you, get it fresh off the press. That's what you need, hallelujah. Because someone called me and they said, oh, I heard her. She said, if you ain't paying no bills, amen, glory to God, then you got to go. Hallelujah. It was just awesome. And then she prayed the prayer. My God. I just put it like this. She walked the dog. That's what she did. She walked him, took him by the chain. She took him up there, let him drink a little water out of the bowl, and then she brought him on back home. She did an awesome job. And if you move on down just a little bit further, amen. Her show comes on at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then if you move on down just a little bit further, on Sunday, I am Prophetess Martha Williams of Prophetic Corner Ministries. And my show comes on at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 2 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So I encourage you. We'll call the hour of power. Amen. I come on the first hour, amen, on Sunday. And then Minister Elaine will come on the next hour, which is 6:30, with Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. So after we get through here, amen, glory to God, I encourage you, amen, to listen in and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is laying on Minister Elaine's heart. Amen. For this Sunday ministry, always with you in mind. Glory to God. Awesome, awesome, awesome. All the way through the week. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, I'm going to go ahead, amen, and give the invitation. Amen. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, glory to God. Hallelujah. Wait a minute. Before I give that, hallelujah, I hear somebody in this, they're saying in the spirit, I need a leader. Well, listen, I'm giving you now, amen, I'm giving you the roadmap. Amen, glory to God. You can inbox Apostle on Facebook. It's going to be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse on Facebook, or Yvonne Rouse. You can inbox her on Facebook, glory to God, and let her know that you need a leader. I keep hearing somebody saying, I need a leader. Well, I'm trying to get you one on this day right now. So what you can do is you can go ahead and inbox her, amen, on Facebook, and she'll be more than happy to talk to you. Amen, glory to God. I heard that. Amen, glory to God. So you know God is calling you. If you're saying, I need a leader, then that's where you need to be. Glory to God. Amen. Because he didn't bring you, amen, here and let you hear this word for nothing. So, you know, go ahead over there, amen, and hit her up on Facebook and let her know, amen, that you need a leader. Glory to God, that you want to talk to her about it. Amen. And she will talk to you, I guarantee. They will give you a call. Amen. Men and women. Hallelujah. Men and women. All together. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to go ahead and give the invitation. Glory to God. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my heart, God. I repent of all my sins. Make me, Lord God, mold me, Lord, into what you want me to be. I repent now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And if you said that, welcome to the body of Christ. You're a blood-washed believer, born again believer. Glory to God. Get in a Bible-believing church. Amen. Where the word of God is being taught and the word of God is being lived, and you can see the fruit. Amen. Glory to God of their labor. Glory to God. And make sure you take your Bible with you so you can follow along. Amen. To know, amen, that they're preaching from the word of God. And read your word daily. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to go ahead, amen, and I'm going to get out of here. We thank God, amen, for everything that God has done on the show today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Although you may be going through trials and tests. Amen. But you got to hold on with all you got. Good God Almighty. My God. Hallelujah. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. Remember to get ready, amen, for the next hour of power. See, I'm getting out a little early, giving y'all time to go get you a sip of water, sip of soda, whatever you want to sip. Amen, glory to God. Just, you know, water, soda. And go over and hear Minister Elaine. So just go ahead, amen, and get ready. Hallelujah. Grab your bite to eat. Because she's coming to you with the word from the Lord on today. It's going to be an awesome showdown, amen, with the devil. She's going to knock him upside the head and kick him back of where he came from. Hallelujah. Because he messed with the wrong one over there. So I encourage you to go ahead, amen, and get ready to listen, amen, to Ministry Lane. You can click on Facebook and hear it. Amen. Glory to God. If you don't have the number, you can, amen, inbox, you know, or go and look on our pages. She should have shared it over there so you can go and look at it, amen, and hear what the Lord is saying in this last days. Glory to God. And have an awesome, awesome Sunday. We look forward to seeing you on next Sunday. In Jesus' name, amen.